This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Does it matter if your doctor is a Democrat or a Republican? A new study says many times the answer is yes. The study was released just moments ago, and it's based on work done by Eitan Hirsch, an assistant professor of political science at Yale University. Our Common Health editor, Carrie Goldberg, has been following this story. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Deb. And first of all, just to anyone who's fed up with politics in this endless, endless campaign season, I just want to apologize for infusing politics even into our coverage of health. But, you know, this is apparently the first study to really pin down how and when doctors' political views may influence how they treat patients. And it seemed like it could be news that some of us could use.
Okay, right? So what did the study look at and what did it find exactly?
Okay, so it was very clever. It combined a survey of thousands of doctors with a look at their political party affiliations, which is a public record in most places in the voter registration logs. So these were all primary care doctors, and they took this survey without knowing that it was related to politics at all. They would just be given a bunch of vignettes, like you have this patient, that patient, and asked how they would treat this patient. Like, what if a patient is obese or has guns in the home or uses pot or alcohol?
And then those responses are cross-matched with whether the doctors are Republican or Democrat?
Exactly. And Eitan Hirsch of Yale says the doctors generally didn't differ by party affiliation on non-political health issues. But on politicized issues, the Democrats and Republicans tended to recommend very different treatment plans. So here's an example he gave. Let's say the patient is a healthy young woman who's had two elective abortions. The doctors asked, how big of a concern is this to you?
The Republican doctor is much more likely to say it's a concern. We asked them a variety of questions about what they would do in this scenario. Would they urge the patient not to have more abortions? The Republicans say yes, much more likely than the Democrats. Would they talk about mental health aspects of abortions? Again, the Republicans are much more likely to say yes.
Now, this may not surprise you, Deb.
Right. Political issues affect a doctor's political views and a doctor's views.
Right. It's logical. But the point is, it's not just their views. It's how they actually treat and counsel the patient. Here's Eitan Hirsch again.
The main takeaway from this research is that doctors in training and education think about this the way that they're starting to think about, say, racial bias. On the patient side, you know, patients who have immediate health issues that touch on politically sensitive areas like LGBT health, reproductive health, end-of-life care, medical marijuana, what our study suggests is that they might need to think about who their practitioner is and what kind of care they're going to get.
So basically, it's something for doctors to be aware of, that their political views may seep into their medical care and affect their professional judgment. And it's something for patients to think about, too. Hirsch says when he's presented this research, he's heard a lot of kind of horror stories from patients about what happens when there's a political mismatch.
We've had pro-life patients who feel that they've been pushed too much into do prenatal testing. We've had examples of people feeling very uncomfortable talking to OBs about maybe a sexual history that they think they're going to be judged about. I've had patients who need to switch PCPs because their PCP is not comfortable with medical marijuana. There's just a really large range of issues that fall into this category.
And just to translate, PCP is primary care provider. Mm-hmm. So this research, you know, it suggests that it's an issue. It's a criterion that patients might want to consider.
Well, maybe consider, but you can't exactly check on a doctor's politics when you're trying to make an appointment, right?
There's no one place where you can check. And in fact, you know, many doctors purposely keep their politics on the down low because they think it's unprofessional to let politics mix in with their care. We had a recent Common Health post by a psychiatrist who was struggling with whether he should voice his political views this election season because he was worried that it could alienate some patients and that could cause problems.
But this study suggests that maybe a patient should be able to find out a doctor's political views because it could affect treatment.
Right. At least on those issues that are politically charged. And, you know, we already doctor shop to some extent. You get recommendations. You see what medical school a doctor went to, what gender they are. All kinds of factors help us decide who to see. This study raises the interesting question of whether there should be a way to check. And Eitan Hirsch told me he's not sure it would be the right thing for him to do to create a website where everyone can look up their doctor's politics. But he's not sure that it to be a wrong thing to do either.
Mm. Well, before you go, Carrie, I do want to turn quickly to another topic, Nobel Prizes in Science.
Mm-hmm.
That's of interest to a lot of folks in this area.
Yes, yes, it is Nobel season. And, you know, I figure if all the Bostonians who are into sports get to root for the Red Sox and the Patriots and the Bruins, then I get to root for our local scientists.
All right, well, there you go. That's Boston spirit.
So, yes, every year, science analysts at Reuters put out their shortlist for who they think is going to win the Nobels in various fields, given how much impact their work has had. And there are quite a few Bostonians on the list this year, though, of course, it's a huge long shot for anybody. It's like winning the lottery. So tomorrow's announcement is on the Nobel Prize for Physics. And the analysts are betting on MIT Professor Emeritus Rainer Weiss for work that made possible the detection of gravitational waves.
Now, that was the announcement in February, where scientists said they heard the sound of two black holes colliding a billion light years away. I think we have a bit of sound of that. Let's listen. Those are gravitational waves, apparently, and they prove Einstein's theory that space and time can stretch.
Right, not a sound you hear every day.
Yeah.
yes. And Wednesday is the Nobel for Chemistry, and the Boston shortlisters include Harvard genetics professor George Church, who he's been here on Radio Boston before, and he's already famous as one of the most brilliant scientists in the world and one of the most open and outspoken.
And you're doing a profile of him that will air tomorrow morning.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And he's up for the Nobel for his work on CRISPR, the new gene editing technology that's basically turbocharging biological research around the world. And Deb, I hadn't realized that among the very many things that George Church is working on, he's trying to reverse aging. And that may seem very far-fetched, but the field of genetic engineering is moving so fast, like so exponentially, that you never want to count anything out. Here's what Church told me.
Our experience has mostly been that things that look like they're 6 decades away are actually 6 years away.
Hmm. So, Deb, if in about 6 years you see me looking like 20 or 30 years younger, you'll know why.
All right. I'll be watching. Yep. Carrie Goldberg, the editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.